This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boom, boom. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. The program that asks the question, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? How are you doing it? And where will you do it? And my answer to those questions is, I'm here. We're with you right now. We are about to commit radio wonder. You will not believe what comes out of your speaker in the next hour of the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. He and I will be on the air live on Monday, Labor Day, as we are always on the air live. During.
We can't promise how live.
Or how long, but we'll be here.
No. I mean, how long? We know we're going to be here, but that's just, you know,
our
state of mind on a holiday, after a holiday weekend.
Speak for yourself. I have a lot of hanging to do this weekend.
I got stuff to do, too, man.
It's a lot of farming to do this weekend. Weather's going to be pretty good for it. Looks like Labor Day may be a rain out on the East Coast, but other than that, it's going to be beautiful.
Down here.
Blue skies, nice. Kenny celebrating his birthday by going to Florida to spend time with his family, so he won't be with us on Monday, but that's okay. Those two chicken girls are not here. We had an episode of Chicken Man. You were probably listening on the way in, Richie, so you heard Chicken Man.
I heard you were playing Chicken Man.
Chicken Man! He's everywhere!
I hope you got it out of your system. The Chicken Man button just broke.
Chicken Man.
Can't seem to make it work anymore.
What was that? Kenny, who was the respondent in Danville? Was it Danville Radio Station in Illinois? What did he say?
Yeah, Danville, Illinois.
Yeah, was it the manager of the station, or was somebody listening to the station? I didn't get that.
It was the station. It was just their page, so I don't know who it was.
They posted it on their page. Thank you. Yeah. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Richie's just a stiff. That's all it amounts to. He's a stiff.
You get your brain into some of these old pieces, and I mean, there's just no movement.
Funny stuff. All right, so
speaking
we started,
of old pieces,
yes?
I need you to update me on Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers is still alive.
She's in a coma?
She's in a coma. They
induced coma.
A coma because she was having an operation. It wasn't on her face. Apparently she has esophageal problems. So she went into a doctor's office to get a routine endoscopy to find out what was going on in her throat, and she stopped breathing.
Wow.
And she got rushed to the hospital, and her daughter rushed out from Los Angeles, and that's about it. She's resting comfortably, supposedly. But that's
in an induced coma.
Yeah.
I mean, her heart stopped.
Right. So in order to get your brain has these electrical impulses. One of the things we were talking about earlier this week, actually, thank you for bringing this up, because we were earlier this week, and we have four doctors associated with this program, Ken Kronos, Jack Stockwell, Ron Hoffman, and Bruce Shanahoff. And in one of the segments, I don't remember who it was with, we were talking about the brain, and I've been reading a lot about how our bodies function lately, because I find it, the more I read about it, the more fascinating it is how much you don't even think about what goes on in your body, how your brain automatically makes most everything in your body function and work. And it isn't until we abuse our bodies that they begin to sort of get even with us in terms of, okay, you're going to smoke, we'll fix you. You're going to drink, we'll fix you. You're going to abuse yourself in any number of ways, we'll fix you. This amazing thing that we have been given, this ability to live with a machine that runs itself. So Joan Rivers, because she was having this operation, and it wasn't an operation, it was just a routine exam, something happened that got her brain to stop doing what it automatically does. So they induce a coma in order to have machines take over what the brain isn't doing. That's basically what an induced coma is.
Right.
So your body now, which is in essence not working the way it's supposed to, automatically needs a machine. And I mean, think about it that way, if you want to turn it around a little bit, how amazing is it that man's mind, which is a machine, an automatic machine, has been able to come up with a machine that we can build that will take over. We understand enough about the brain and its impulses. We don't really understand all of it. We don't understand how it is that it gets. How does the first heartbeat take place? Nobody knows. They can't figure it out. When you're in the womb, or if you have, my daughter is pregnant now. She's in her fifth month. And looking at the sonograms or whatever they're Instagrams.
Instagrams. Hey, you can Instagram your sonogram.
Yeah, you can. Right. Anyway, yeah, but it's ultrasonogy.
Right.
So you can see the little fingers develop.
Yeah, but when does the first heartbeat take place?
The question is when did that heart start beating? And not so much when, but how? How did that impulse begin in that little cortex that's the size of a pea at the time when all this stuff starts to become automatic? The little thing in that what is developing, the brain that's developing, that gets the stroke started to get the brain beating. The heart beating. It just is fascinating. So anyway, back to the Joan Rivers thing. Who knows what comes out of this? She's 81 years old. And so if you feel like you want to wish her well, even though she's made herself fairly unpopular with some, that still doesn't take away from the fact that she's a human being.
Let me tell you something. Every time she's been on the show, she is
okay.
She is one of the most real people
right.
you will ever talk to.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's
nothing she's on the air.
Fake about her except for her plastic surgery.
That's it. Other people news, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt got married on the 23rd at a chateau in France. They reportedly married in a private ceremony. A few family, a few friends. Got a marriage license from a California judge and then decided to have the ceremony in France. So if you're interested in Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie as a couple, or
and Dad wasn't invited.
Who wasn't?
John Voight.
Oh, John Voight. No, she's still got issues with him.
Yeah,
she got issues with a lot of people. But anyway, she got the issues. Look at her, you know she has issues. You can just tell she got issues. But who among us doesn't, other than me and Richie and Kenny?
Oh, I got big issues.
Perfect in every way. Yeah, right. Me. I'm your biggest issue.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a moment to think about a lot of things that are going on. Speaking of what I was a few minutes ago, the heart and how your body operates, how your brain operates. As you get older, and we all are doing that every day, you're losing your hair, perhaps, more than you thought you were losing your hair. Losing your hair doesn't have to be one of the real tragedies of your life. Not if you're using Provia, the natural hair therapy. There are a lot of people who listen to this program, a lot of people who write to this program, a lot of people who listen to what I say, and they say, you know what, I'll try that. And that's what happens time after time. Provia works for both men and women, and I hear from both men and women, people that say, hey, this has helped me a lot look better this summer, as I had more hair than I did last summer. Your hair will come in stronger and fuller and healthier. You're cleansing the pores, getting the stuff that's stuck in there out so that the follicles of the hair can grow back through the way they used to. That's where the hair comes from. Get your hair back by calling 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the new Provia Super Concentrate for faster action, getting results quicker. That's what you want, quick results. 800-525-8319. There'll be a surprise in the package that you get as well. So call now. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Hi, Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Deb Carlin with us. She's a nationally renowned expert in the field of the human condition and self-development, a psychologist in the St. Louis area. And so as you have looked at all of the things going on, the unrest, the media coverage, et cetera, what's come into your mind? There's got to be some disturbing things here because the whole thing is disturbing. But what do you think the impact of this is, Dr. Carlin?
Well, my first reaction, well, good morning, is my first reaction.
When I look at all of this,
living through it, being here right in the middle of it was incredibly upsetting. Seeing what was going on was just, wasn't a return to the 60s or to the civil rights marches, which a lot of people seemed to talk about at the time over the last several weeks. And up until last evening, I had a very, strong hesitation to think that there was going to be anything positive that was going to come out of this.
Positive in the sense of coverage or positive? The news media has distorted this as they do so much of the so-called news, but is it you're concerned about what was going to come out of it from news coverage perspective or the perspective of the human condition?
Definitely in terms of the human condition, and yes, the media coverage on this has been really disturbing. It was a little bit disturbing in terms of what was happening locally, but when the national media moved in, and I actually witnessed reporters saying, well, I don't really know what happened before I got here, but, and then that said it all. They didn't know what happened before they got here, and they looked at a situation and wrongly described what was taking place.
So did that make it worse? There were people who were arrested in Ferguson, Missouri, who weren't even from Ferguson. Matter of fact, most of the people in the protesting and the violence that took place the first couple of three nights, none of them who were arrested were from Ferguson.
No, I don't believe that that's accurate.
Really?
And I'll tell you what the turning point was. The part that was so disturbing was that people were out and they were screaming in the streets about something that had happened, and there was a presumption of guilt on the part of the officer, just like the people who were screaming and rioting in the street were screaming, that there was a presumption of guilt to the point of a loss of life of Michael Brown. So there was a certain irony here. Wait a second. What is the jump to a presumption of guilt before we've had due process play out? People are so upset, and then all these other issues get brought in that are historical. And what kept running through my mind as I was watching this unfold was, wait a second, what is the root cause of why it is that all these people are so inflamed?
Misinformation. Basically, that's why people got into the mood and the mode they were in. Thank you, Dr. Carlin. Dr. Deb Carlin here from St. Louis on the Good Day program.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Song. Does that make sense? A one-hit wonder. An artist who had one hit, and this is his song. I guess I'm not giving it away. As a male vocalist, anyway, you can start with that. Bad Day, best-selling single. Matter of fact, it was the best record of the year, 2006. Became the first single to sell over 2 million copies in the new millennia. So if you know who this is, 888-302-3684, your prize would be a one-hit wonder CD. A lot of songs on this that are like this song, done by people who only had one big hit. So if you know who it is, help yourself to 888-302-DOUG. Bad Day. This, by the way, this fellow came from Canada.
Yeah, he's a Canuck.
Selected by Coca-Cola as a major theme for one of their ad campaigns. It was played in 2008 after John McCain's concession speech as well.
You know, where I remember this song from is they used it as the You've Been Offed of American Idol theme.
Oh, really?
So when you were when you were voted out of American Idol, this was the song that they played over top of the montage that they showed of all of your time at American Idol.
This fellow, as a child, studied the violin and then the piano. After some bullies beat him up and smashed his violin, he decided to play the piano. He's dyslexic, had difficulty studying music, dropped out of school at the age of 14, started writing songs and melodies. He's a lot like Mozart, because Mozart did a lot of this stuff at an early age. Although I think Mozart was deaf, wasn't he? Do I remember that?
Yeah. No, that was Beethoven.
Okay, all right.
Beethoven.
Yeah. Bad Day, frequently used in the fifth season of American Idol, as Richie is suggesting. Let's see here. He tried to repeat his success, but he failed.
In 2009, he was awarded the title of one-hit wonder artist of the decade. There's this, something near and dear to you, right? I am, because that's like proclaiming, I'm a loser. But no, you're a winner. You had a good song, which was A Bad Day. Imagine that. Could you imagine somebody competing with me? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So then we could have the Fred Smith Bad Day program, and he could use this song as the theme for a show. You know how, Sean,
you know
what we
what
have
it feels like,
we,
though.
What?
To go through your whole life being known for one thing.
Yeah.
And thank God it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be Anthony Weiner.
There were, there are a lot of people who have, I remember an artist from the 60s who took great pride in having one hit, and he used to, his name was Bobby Lewis, and the song he sang was something that made him an international phenom, and he went all over the world, and he would only sing this song. He'd put it in Bob and Con. That was it, one song.
If you were going to be known for one thing, think about what it might be.
Uh-huh. Knowing you, Richie. All right, Scott in Salisbury, Maryland. Hello. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you very much. All right, so who is it that we're focused on, the artist that sang Bad Day, the one-hit wonder?
Daniel Powder.
Daniel Powder is correct, the Canadian. How did you happen to remember that, Scott?
It's remembered from American Idol one day.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what a lot of people associate it from. All right, what are you doing this Labor Day weekend?
I'm actually working this weekend.
Yeah, he's down at the ocean. He's down on the near the beach, so he's got a good thing going.
Yeah, good. Have a good weekend, Scott. Hold on a second. Michael, get your info. We'll send you the CD.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I work and I'm on the board of directors for many, many humane and rescue groups around the United States and Canada. People often ask me, what do rescue groups do? A lot of people know the names of the big rescue groups, you know, the ones you see advertising on TV, but the majority of animals saved in this country are saved by the small mom and pops, names you have never heard of. These are people that go out spending their own money, working as hard as they can, having a garage sale to raise some money to spay or neuter a dog. So when people say to me, Warren, what do rescue groups do? They do it all. They save animals' lives. They help people that that have animals that may not be able to afford to spay or neuter them, and they find forever homes for as many pets as they possibly can. So when people say to me, Warren, who should I donate? Who really deserves my dollars when it comes to charitable donations to helping animals? I always recommend that you donate to the small organizations in your neighborhood. They're the ones on the ground doing the work every single day. And don't forget to say thank you to them every once in a while. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Mino Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour, as we work our way into Labor Day 2014. A lot of people are traveling for Labor Day, and if you are, take care. People are not driving, but they're getting on a plane, or they're taking a train. And one wonders, as we ask the question, are high gas prices fueling a decline in American driving? Apparently, the answer to that is no. When you look around and you see how many people are driving, why is it that Americans are not affected by the cost of gasoline? Because we are so addicted to driving. We are not likely to change our driving habits or lifestyle. Excuse me. We may buy a smaller car, but that doesn't mean we're going to drive less. The prices, if you look at the dollars and cents of all of this, people are spending less money on gasoline this year than they did last year, even though the cost is the same or a little higher, because they're driving smaller cars. There are more, whether smaller or more fuel efficient, whatever. I'm looking at a survey, Richie. Half of U.S. adults are now doing something to offset the price of gasoline. They say they're either buying a car or planning on buying a car. Because they don't want to stop driving. So this is the oil companies winning again. Somehow or other, I've always thought there was collusion between. Yeah, of course we're getting
it. Here we are, you know, I paid $3.39 or $3.45 last week.
I paid more than that, I think, as a matter of fact, here.
You know, it's so prices have dropped a little bit.
Deal?
Yeah.
But, I buy diesel, so I drive a diesel car, diesel truck. So I'm not off unless I'm driving Meredith's car and putting gas in that. I don't pay.
We should be paying $2, $2.25 a gallon.
Yeah.
And
right.
We're all
New
getting
Gingrich
played.
Was right.
And we're all appreciative that we're only paying $3.50 right now.
Yeah, we all say, oh, isn't that wonderful? Yeah. We are suckers. And every time there's a problem like the now in Syria with these ISIS guys taking over all the oil wells that are there and putting $3 million a day in the bank because of what they are able to get by just stealing
take,
the oil.
Tell them to take their oil and stick it
who's
back
buying
into the pump
it? So
and
wait
let's
a minute, hold
switch
on a
over to natural gas and get rid of all these kooks.
Let me go down a different street with this for a minute. So these ISIS guys are selling the oil to whom? Who's buying?
I don't think they're selling anything. No.
Well, they're getting money every day. They're getting cash.
No, they're just controlling it.
Yeah, but what is, so they control it to what end?
You really think ISIS is walking up in the world market and did two representatives in a coat and tie and says, here's what we want for barrel?
I think they're selling oil on the black market. No, I think they are.
Where are you going to sell it on the black market?
What do you mean, where are you going to sell it? Are you kidding? People, you don't think people would spend, if a barrel of oil is now going for $90,
so like some guy in office
for 45?
Hello, ISIS. Oh, yes, you'd like to buy 1 million barrels of oil? No problem.
Many people.
Please look for the ship with the 1 million barrels on it.
Quiet for a minute.
Come on now.
The same guys that will sell arms on the open market will sell oil on the open. They'll have a broker. There'll be somebody in the middle. People won't care where it's coming from. You've got to be kidding yourself. You are kidding yourself if you don't think these guys can work with some mobster, some Russian, somebody who's on...
The Russians have their own oil. They're not buying from ISIS.
I'm telling you, these guys are selling oil.
No. We need one billion. Okay. I send it right over.
You know what I mean? Okay. You're sounding half like you got three different accents going here at the same time.
A Jamaican's going to jump in here at some point.
Right,
I know.
Exactly. Right. 888-302-
You are silly.
368. I'm silly.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. 888-302-3684. Comments on the price of gasoline and whether you're driving more, not just necessarily this weekend, but in general, or are you paying attention to the cost of gasoline? Let's see. Ken's in Santa Monica. Hi, Ken.
Oh, no, it's Santa Maria.
Santa Maria. All right. I have Santa Monica on my brain because that's where my house is. But Santa Maria is a beautiful place as well. Not a bad place to be from.
No, right, not so at all. I grew up in L.A., so I'm very familiar with all this.
Right.
I heard a news something in the news about because the government is getting people using less fuel, they want to raise the highway tax on gasoline because they're not making as much money.
Yeah.
This is the state of California. Right. The state of California has announced, and this is the silly thing, I don't know if silly thing, but it's a part of the wonders of living in the dream capital of the world, the essence of it. I'm trying to find a story from yesterday that I saw. If Michael was handy there, Richie, he can point me in that direction. I do know that I saw something yesterday about new taxes being proposed for Californians. And you're right. You get penalized because you're doing what you're asked to do. You're asked to either not drive as much or don't use as much fuel because it's bad for the atmosphere. So, okay, we do that, and now you're going to get it tucked to you because these people don't have enough money to waste fraudulently and abusively, so they're going to take it and they're going to use it to fix the roads or whatever other nonsense. You know that the state of California and the feds spent $1 billion to put the Los Angeles subway system above the ground and move it from L.A. to Santa Monica? $1 billion to run a train out there, and nobody could... When this question was asked about 40 times. Okay, who's going to ride this? How many people are going to take it? And what's going to be the impact?
Yeah.
Nobody had any answers to it. They just decided they wanted to do it, so they did it.
Well, that's the same with the train from Fresno to Bakersfield that's supposed to go from Los Angeles to Sacramento and on to the Bay Area. And it's like, but they're going to start it from Fresno to Bakersfield with people that don't make much money and that don't typically travel from Fresno to Bakersfield. They stay in their local area. You know, and that's going to be billions of dollars that the California taxpayers are paying for.
Why would you go from Fresno to Bakersfield? why would you want to do that?
Yeah. So, it's Governor Brown's legacy to California is what he's going to do.
Well, you know, he's done a fairly decent job in some respects I think, you know, the problem is everybody expects all these people to be perfect. Arnold did a lot of good things, and there were some things he did that weren't so good. The same is true for Jerry Brown, of course.
As every politician is the same way.
Right, exactly.
Now, remember, though, Doug, they did the same thing with these taxes when property values fell after the bubble.
Right. Increased.
When the price of our houses dropped, they raised our taxes because their income dropped.
I can't find the. I know I did see something, but the point is that we have these people spending, and they just we'll get it some other way.
California is considering a plan where they would eliminate the state's gas tax, per gallon gas tax, and go with a percentage, like a 3.5% tax on the wholesale price of gasoline, 6% on diesel. Apparently in Missouri last year, they put up a multi-billion-dollar sales tax hike for transportation, and voters said, no, thank you.
See, that's where the voters need to take back some power. Ken, thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. Something else that's going on that's pretty important, we're going to talk about this for a second before we do our television report. The Democratic congressman, I don't know why I said Democrat, I just... because Elijah Cummings is a congressman, and he's been in the face of Daryl Issa.
Yeah.
And he's a Republican. So the two of them have been back and forth at each other about some things that have gone on in their committee. This has nothing to do with that. He's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and he sent a letter to the president urging the president to pursue changes to local law enforcement structure to prevent more Fergusons, including a new position, a federal czar, to oversee local law enforcement. I don't know how I think that would work. I'm not sure.
The federal control of our local law enforcement.
Well, there you go. Back to the feds wanting to take over everything. We have this thing called home rule that is part of our constitutional right for self-determination. And every time you turn around, there's either an edict, there's a new expression of control from Washington, more money, whatever it is. Cummings needs to mind his own business.
So in addition to a commission, they want the federal czar to work within the Justice Department to monitor and oversee local police departments that receive federal funding. Mm-hmm. So that's their hook, is if we give you money, you have to run your police department the way we say you should.
Right. That's always the way. That's why the education system is as screwed up as it is.
You know what really cranks me up about this story more than anything? Okay. Besides the feds running my local police department. Mm-hmm. So there was a letter, you know, sent to President Obama yesterday, and it included, you know, Elijah Cummings and Marsha Fudge of Ohio and Steve Horsford in Nevada, John Lewis of Georgia, Gwen Moore in Wisconsin, but also the AFL-CIO president, Richard Trunka.
Yeah, I think that's
and
a good idea.
Hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons.
Right.
And actress Cynthia Nixon. Why do I care what Russell Simmons and Cynthia Nixon and the AFL-CIO? I mean, okay, good. This shores up our police, forces and our ability to, have.
All right, you'll be okay, Richie. Calm down. All right, 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. We have our television report up next. Interesting news from the world of TV right around the corner on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Mino Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $2.29, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well,
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
This is a message for all you listeners out there who work a 9-to-5 job and are constantly trying to juggle kids, errands, appointments, and other commitments, all while having to go to work for someone else all day. You can now work for yourself online from home so you can make your own schedule. Just go to homeincomeonline.com today for details on how you can finally fire your boss and make a living on your own terms. Full and part-time opportunities are available right now in this area. All you need is internet access, and you'll be able to tap into a multi-billion dollar industry with incredible earning potential. If you're a recent college graduate, a busy parent trying to do it all, or are just plain sick of slaving away in corporate America, this is the perfect opportunity to start a rewarding new career. And you can do it all online from your own home on your own terms. Start earning today. Just go to homeincomeonline.com now and enter special code 5353 to get a risk-free information kit. That's www.homeincomeonline.com, special code 5353.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I see what's going on. Jennifer's not here, so I'm going to do the television report. David Hyde Pierce returning to TV on one of the best shows around. He's going to be in The Good Wife. He will be in, to start with, 6 episodes. He's been doing voice work on The Simpsons and Sesame Street and that sort of thing. Anyway, he's going to appear in episode 7, playing a highly respected cable news legal commentator who's so disgusted by the corruption and murder rate in Chicago that he decides to run for office in order to effect change. A lot of interesting names that are connected to The Good Wife. Carrie Preston, Kyle MacLachlan, Mike Coulter. Juliana Margulies, you remember this week, got her second Emmy for playing Alicia Florek on this series. And she made a point out of talking about Christine Baranski and Alan Cummings, who plays Eli. This is a good show, and this will be an interesting addition to it. Netflix, having one of those old and new weekends, out with the old, in with the new. They are limiting or dumping some movie titles this weekend. So let's see here. I don't understand how this.
Really?
I don't use Netflix, so I don't understand, but they have selections you can go to.
Yeah.
So they're going to dump About Last Night, Midnight Express, Dirty Dancing, Harriet the Spy, Popeye, Fisher King, Panic Room, People Under the Stars, Stir Crazy, The Apartment, 7 Year Itch, Failure to Launch, Something's Gotta Give, Capote, Bugsy, IQ, Sesame Street, and some more, apparently.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
All popular movies.
Well, think of it like they are like a movie channel, and they just cycle different stuff out almost every month. It's just like HBO will have Dodgeball on 19 times, and then it'll be gone.
A lot of marathons this weekend on television. This will be Jennifer's strength. The Rifleman is going to air on AMC from 6 to 11 a.m. on Saturday. Saturday Night Live from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on TV Land on Saturday. Will and Grace, 2 to 7 on WeTV on Saturday. Sunday, Real Housewives of Melbourne. Who cares? Give me a break. NCIS from noon to 11 on USA on Sunday. Monday, NCIS from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. A lot of the old Batman on IFC. Have a marathon there on Monday, too.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
But I think the most interesting travel story of the week, not one, but two fistfights on planes involving a couple of drunk women in one circumstance and a couple of other guys in another circumstance because the seats are too close together. I'm going to venture a guess that unless the airlines do something about this, there's going to be a lot more. Now that people are reading about these altercations on the planes, planes are having to make emergency landings. Because people are tired. They can't fit in the seats. They get squeezed in. They have to pay a premium. The airlines have brought this on themselves. And we'll talk to Tom Parsons from bestfares.com about how to avoid this if you can and what the ramifications of these fights this week on airplanes are all about in just a moment here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Martin acoustic guitar for just $349, a Pioneer DJ controller for just $199, a Casio digital piano for only $299, or a Mino Cajon for just $50. And three sets of Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, just $10. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right. So Tom Parsons is here from BestFares.com. A couple of fights on planes. What does this do in any number of ways to the reputation of the airline, to the way they handled? I think there's a direct impact on what people think as to how they handle these situations on the plane. Alcohol was involved in one of the incidents. But really and truly, Tom, this whole business about the seats getting closer and closer together. Some of these new crap can Airbuses that American has ordered in the back. They have three. They keep touting their L.A. to New York service, and they have three passenger compartments. The seats are so close together in the economy section that anybody who's over 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", can't fit in them. I mean, at some point in time, this is going to come back and hit them in the butt, isn't it?
Well, you know, the seats are getting tighter. American, I think, still, some of the airlines are still at 34 inches between seats or whatever you want to call it. And but then you've got airlines like Allegiant and Spirit. Theirs are already, it's 28 inches.
Good God.
And yet their seats do not recline at all. They've already removed that from it. So we don't have to worry about some person reclining in an airplane. But I tell you what, when I get on an airplane, I like to hit the button.
Me too.
I'd like to go back at least 1 or 2 inches. Well, yeah. If the guy has his laptop sitting on that food tray, and then all of a sudden you would decide you want to lean back, you know, I've heard many people say that they thought they were going to lose their laptop, and they get upset and they get irritated, or the person is 7 foot tall and he all of a sudden has someone leaning back and he starts squeezing them in. That's where the argument's about. I mean, one can because of that knee, knee something. And then, that one's a little weird, but, and, you know, it is sort of outlawed, I think, on every carrier, but, some people still try to get away with it. And I sort of believe your space is, if the airline's designed a seat for you, and it goes back an inch or half, an inch and a half, that's your space too. And the guy in the back doesn't like it, then he needs to complain to the airline.
What's the airline going to do about it?
I don't know. Not a darn thing, probably. But I still believe that's your space. If your seat reclines, you should have the right to, you know, if I don't want a seat that reclines, then I'll buy a ticket on Spirit, okay, or Allegiant.
Tom, who has the biggest seats in the industry?
I would say when you go, there's a place up there called Seat Guru, and that one sort of tells you the best planes on the different planes you go. As long as you go the airline's model, you do this and that. I mean,
depends on the plane, Richie. Sometimes it is different depending on also. American probably has the most room, but sometimes, you know, you buy these premium seats closer to the front of the plane. They charge you $50 for that. All of them are doing that now.
Well, check out this seatguru.com if you get a chance. It's interesting. They have all the different airlines.
Yeah,
and what did you find?
It goes through all the airlines, so you can see what their seating looks like.
Yeah, well, it all shakes out per aircraft. Just remember, just because the 737 has this configuration, you know, if it still has an MD-80, it will be a different configuration.
Right. He said the 757 is going to be different. Yeah.
And they may even actually rate this as a better road. But just remember, many of the airlines for those special rows now are charging a premium. You know, even for an aisle seat, if you're in the front of the plane, it might have been free a year ago. Today, they may be asking $39 or this coast to coast, $70 or $80.
Yeah. All right, Tom Price is checking.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. 256-7795.